In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 15, this is letter number 5631, Baruch Hashem, the 11th day of Menachem Av, Tov Shizayim, Brooklyn, New York, Shalom Uvracha. So, they were looking to rent a room for a classroom that they were holding for the children. And they had two possibilities, where to rent, and they're asking the Rebbe which one should they choose. Now, apparently, it looks like that one of the places looks like was something like, maybe it wasn't zoned for a classroom. Maybe they weren't supposed to, so they would have to keep it sort of quiet that they're actually using it for the cheder, for the classroom. So the Rebbe says, it's understood, the Rebbe says, that to rent a place by hiding the name, in other words, not, and that way you're always going to be afraid, you're going to be always under pressure, maybe they're going to find out, that's not worth at all. You know, don't do it underground, you know, just don't get a place where you can't be openly what you are, because that will create unnecessary stress. Always going to be pressure, you're going to be a fear of being discovered. That's not proper at all. So I guess that is of the two options, I guess you should go get with the other option. Apparently the other option was a place where they can openly rent it for what they needed. Then the question was, what kind of a name to name their school or their institution? Now here the Rebbe says, what you need to, consider and need to look in, whether it's worth it to immediately name it. This is a new, they wanted to get together a new bunch of kids. And the Rebbe says, question is it worth it to name it immediately? Because if you name it, it gives it a certain seal that this belongs to this organization. So let's say if they name it, for example, Chabad. So then, on one hand, if you give it a very specific, so the positive of this, that those who are opposed to this ideology, this spirit of this, of the seal, they will see immediately that they have no hand in it. It's not theirs. So basically, these people won't get involved in that school if they know that it carries a certain name, it belongs to a certain group. But what is the flip side? What is the negative? Is because this, on the other hand, might prevent from the participation those people. You know, they don't want to identify as Chabad. I'm giving this an example, it doesn't say here. Maybe some people, if you give this an official name, you call it Chabad, they don't want other people to look at them. So if the name is not there, they can go to that school. That's okay, but they don't want to belong. So the Rebbe says the positive is that only people that want to go against, they won't go there. But on the other hand, some people don't really want to identify, maybe. So that's why the Rebbe says maybe it's not even worth it to set up a name in the beginning, because on one hand, it might be good, but on the other hand, it might detract some people from participating. So the Rebbe says, so what do you do? So fitting to these two considerations, which of the reasons is more decisive, weighs over now in your community, and make a decision based upon, is it more important to keep others away, or it's more important to try to attract others? Which of the two reasons is more positive? And the Rebbe suggests, if you do decide, if you decide to call it a name, and you are also, the Rebbe says, that you're confident, the Rebbe doesn't want to have a fly-by-night school, open it up and then close it. But the Rebbe says you're confident that this institution will be standing, it will be sustained and be run properly. So the Rebbe says you should call it with the name Ola Yosef Yitzchok Lubavitch, and to bring it into that network, the network of Ola Yosef Yitzchok Lubavitch. So the Rebbe first of all recommends to rent a place where they don't have to hide what they're doing there, go to that place. And as far as a name, the Rebbe says, maybe it's not the best thing, it's not worth it to call it a name altogether. But if you do need to call it a name, make a decision, you know, what's more, what's better, whether it may, you know, keep out those troublemakers who don't want, that are not part of it, or maybe this would attract, make a decision. And if you want, the Rebbe says, make it, name it Ola Yosef Yitzchok Lubavitch. But the Rebbe says that if you decide that, but are confident that it will last and run properly, so then name it Ola Yosef Lubavitch and bring it into the Rebbe. Now, he writes to the Rebbe that he wants to sort of attract, bring in also people that, you know, you worry their influence if they're going to express opinions how to run the school. I mean, some of these people are not fit to give an opinion on how to run, people might want to give a opinion how to run the school. So the Rebbe says you're trying to bring in other people, but if you bring in the other people, they might want to tell you how to run the school. So he doesn't know, should he try to reach out to others, but he doesn't want them to get involved in the leadership, or he wants this to be, I guess, a Chabad school or whatever, the way they want to run it in that way. So the Rebbe says how to assure yourself to make that this happens is very simple. The Rebbe says utilize their support, their help, but in a way that they're not giving a opinion how to run, how to steer the boat spiritually. The spiritually running the Moshe that has to be according to the Chabad doctrine, according to the teaching of Hasidus, according to the Chabad view. So people that want to help, absolutely bring them in, yes. But they're brought in to help out in the other areas of the school and not as part of the how and what philosophy the school, that's left to him, to the shaliach or whoever is opening up the school. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing. And this is the name of the Rebbe by the secretary. So the Rebbe is advising him in the various different things about the school. But also, the Rebbe says at the end that bring in other peoples, and use their help, attract them, but they don't have a say how the spiritual, how the philosophy of the school is,
and utilize the help for physical, for other matters, and keep the direction of the school, I mean, to the ones who go by the philosophy of Chabad.